Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and as usual, it's a joy to share a portion of God's Word with you today, a perspective that we hope will bring encouragement. Today's message is titled, I Know the King. The scripture text is from Psalm 44, verse 4.
You are my King and my God.
Gene and Doris Wanger are a couple whose faces and names are very familiar throughout Lancaster County, though they're most often found working behind the scenes in a hot kitchen. They're especially known in these parts for getting behind good causes, often giving of their labor and supplies to help support the charity. For many years, they've run a meat shop in a nearby town that is most famous for ham loaf, a Lancaster County delicacy that we had never heard of prior to moving to this area 7 years ago. Its shape and texture is like meatloaf, but it's made of ground-up ham and Gene's secret seasonings. In our parts, it's simply referred to or labeled as Gene Wanger's famous ham loaf.
About 25 years ago, Gene was designated the Pennsylvania Pork King, and that designation figures prominently on his packaging, such as the seal that we show in our picture, opening picture today, on the brand new packaging for his sausage. When Stephen runs into him, I hear him repeatedly say this to Gene, I'm glad that I know a king.
Well, that's a great declaration that quite a few can make. I know a king. Many refer to Elvis Presley as the king, and there are some who actually know one of the earthly monarchs. But all of us may personally know the King of Kings. We may, like the psalmist, declare to him in song and prayer, You are my King. Our King is altogether unlike any earthly king. We, like the early church, declare, There is another King, one called Jesus.
Our King reigns eternally over the entire universe. As the great hymn states, let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Our King is omnipotent or all-powerful. What a contrast to any earthly potentate. All other power is limited. A proud King Herod in Acts chapter 12 failed to renounce the praise directed toward him following his public address to the people. They shouted, This is the voice of a God, not of a man. He was immediately struck down, eaten by worms, and died.
Our King desires to have a personal relationship with each of his subjects. Not all of you listening to us today will be able to personally know our friend Gene Wanger, although many in the western Lancaster County area do. And most all of us would not be allowed to approach or address an earthly king, but our King extends his invitation to all of his creation through the Holy Scriptures. He says, Come unto me.
Today, let us rejoice that the Lord our God is King. As we prepare today's message, so many great songs came to mind, including many hymns. And one of those hymns is the great song, Rejoice, the Lord is King. And we actually end our part of the message today with a couple of verses from that great hymn. Brooksine's going to lead us in a word of prayer now.
Being the child of an earthly king would bring earthly privilege and human pride, while being a child of the heavenly king gives me a life of spiritual privilege and fills me with great humility. Thank you, Jesus, that through your great redemptive love, I am considered a child of the King of Kings. Though now I live as an exile from heaven, at the Father's appointed hour, I will enjoy all the privileges afforded a child of the heavenly King. But until that great transition takes place, I thank you that I can approach your welcoming throne of grace with confidence and find grace needed for every request I bring while traveling here on earth. I am so glad that you are my God and my King.
And so am I. I'm a child of the King. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily podcast here on Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have some additional material on our site today. We actually have a photo of the seal that's on the packaging that reminds us that Gene Winger is the Pennsylvania Pork King. And I have a picture taken just yesterday when Gene was pleased to give me the very first package of the new product in the new packaging. We did find several songs that relate to the message today. There's so many that could be chosen, but some that we feel will bless you, including a beautiful, beautiful version of that song we ended with, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Our message today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008. And once again, we want you to be encouraged today.